This poem I'm going to read right now is a sestina, and it's an elegy for a friend of mine. I didn't want to make it sad, really, though, because he was a totally cool guy, and I also wanted to get a poem that had Aristotle and Jay-Z in it at the same time. And I wrote it when I lived in Santa Cruz, which, if any of you have ever been to, is not the most exciting place. So I didn't have that much going on. So it's reflected in the poem. Just surfing and watching too much television. Okay, it's called Hanging Around. The book on my lap is open to Aristotle's line about hallucinogenic cult members having to learn nothing but experience something and be in a certain condition. I'm listening to Chopin, watching BET in my robe, when the bikini on the cow in the ice cream ad just slides in there without a thought. And in a magazine beside me, Wallace Stevens has a poor, dumb negress getting filled with hotness. Fuck you. It's too easy. Someone go get Jay-Z. He'll open a can of Chipotle whoop ass on someone. I zap the TV. I can just make out the clock. 4:10. The fridge is cold and full of nothing but nopales. On Front Street, I duck into that pie place where you can get a thick green tea. At Logos Bookstore, there's a mint condition, atmosphere conditions, and an old book on the new thoughts in physics to help my slurping. Some people apparently think atoms, bikinis, even clouds are mostly space, and the flesh of all things is that of thinking. Bikinis, the word, always lacked a certain gravitas. No wonder. But can all these dreadlocked blondes, strolling suits, Hare Krishna yelps, be thoughts? I've got gas. No queue in the post office. There's nothing worse than being stuck in line and breaking wind. I mail two gifts. It seems one condition of Malcolm X getting on a stamp was he be painted to look like your Boy Scout troop leader. Back on the street, the newspaper box, you couldn't dream this up. A war on, and the front page with a picture of a bikini-clad chimp. I keep walking, past the palest harpist in the world, whose voice is in no condition for proving day in and day out that Puff the Magic Dragon can be varied and ad infinitum. And the man with the sheer white hair who says nothing and his tiny cardboard sign reading, can't sing, can't dance, even nice thoughts help. And the gaggle of middle-aged bikers harboring thoughts, no doubt, of running amok on the Starbucks patio. And you just know their cigarettes are making those two girls who want nothing other than to sip their lattes this finest sunny day in their cleanest, whitest bikini tops sick. It is striking me that the smell of smoke is so rare anymore. I can't recall the last time when I step into a blast of sweet apple conditioner, nearly kissing the puffed hair of a beautiful woman on a shiny cell. Conditioning swivels my head, but she makes the streets, the crowds lighter. Graham died. I thought he committed suicide. It was March, but it might have been October. Can one really tell the difference in lilts between a spring and fall day? The ATM spits you some cash. You dodge a smiling man in a yellow suit beneath his foil umbrella, bikinied sidewalk sale mannequins, the remains of a blue bike chained to nothing. Where something you can't remember used to be, stoves are being reconditioned. At least nothing's harmed the dancing frog mural. Is a dissolving place the same as a last thought? There is a feeling in my chest, an inescapable weather on an atoll called Bikini.